This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Aronde Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, before we talk some football and Thanksgiving, if you're looking for Dolphins or Canes merch, want to do your holiday shopping, Caneswear on University Drive or caneswear.com online. Aronde Gadsden, he's a Dolphin fan through and through, because he played I shouldn't say his entire NFL career, but most of his NFL career with the Dolphins. But his son plays for Syracuse, and that's who Miami is playing on Saturday. Are you torn on the Miami-Syracuse game, or you root for your son and whatever happens, happens?
I'm torn between my son and my son. Come on, I'm going for Syracuse on Saturday, unfortunately.
Well, you could want Miami to win, but Aronde to have, you know, 6 touchdowns and 240 yards receiving.
All right, let's go with that. I want UM to win and him to have 6 touchdowns and 240 yards receiving, and then we go play Colorado.
All right, fair enough. And then would you be torn between Deion Sanders and your son?
Not really.
I hope not. What should we know about Syracuse? Admittedly, the only thing I follow on Syracuse is your son. So what should we know about Saturday's game?
We're going to throw the ball a lot.
He's had a good season, right? Your son?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing pretty well. We're excited about the season he's been having. He's had 300-yard games back-to-back. So, hopefully we can get 4 in a row, and that'll be a good thing for him, at least. And usually leads the team to victory when he does well. So, they're going to play tough. I mean, it's going to be loud. It's inside the dome. You know, so it's gonna be loud. Probably, just as loud as UM has ever played, anywhere, as an outside stadium, because, it's inside, and the toughest part is gonna be making it to the stadium. I think, it may be 20 degrees, but when you get inside, it's 72. But wherever you park, wherever you tailgate, getting to the stadium is the rough part. So other than that, man, I think it ought to be a pretty good game. I mean, they got the number 1 and 2 quarterbacks in the ACC, probably in the country, really. So it's gonna be pretty good. I think whoever has the best running game will probably come out victorious. And I got a lot of dudes. Listen, it's not like I'm not pulling for UM. I got a lot of dudes I coach, a lot of heritage guys. Even like Restrepo went to St. Thomas at the same time, and so a lot of dudes in the area that I know and coached with and coached against are playing at UM. But I have to be kind of partial and biased to Syracuse. We've been having a good season, where UM has a good season. 8-3 for Syracuse is, super fantastic.
Yeah. Should Hurricanes fans be a little nervous about this one? I think the Hurricanes are like 10-point favorites should Canes fans be a little nervous?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think so. Just because, you know, just because it's you know, it's Fran Brown. He's the head coach. He's done a magnificent job his first year there at Syracuse. You know, he was at Georgia 4 years prior, and you don't really know what to, you know what to expect. I don't know what to expect. It's his first year. You know, he's trying to get his, you know, good foothold in the ACC as far as recruiting. He's been the recruit of the year last 2 years in the country. So, obviously this would be a showcase for him, but he said, Saturday at 3:30 is going to be a day party. So, you know, we're excited. Mm-hmm. He wants to try to win, obviously. You know, with crystal ball, you kind of know what you're getting. You know, you kind of know how it's going to work. But, you know, Fran being his first year, you never know. So, I know, like I said, I know we're going to throw the ball a lot. So, that's a big
Aronde, deal. Aronde hopes so. Aronde the second.
No,
hope so.
I mean, we've just been, you know, we've been averaging about, you know, 45 passes a game. So, that's a lot. You know what I mean? So. I'm pretty sure we'll continue that. So, you know, it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be, you know, some fireworks, obviously, but I think whoever runs the ball best will win the game.
Yeah, but OG, I mean, man, Kyle McCord is leading your offense, or the Syracuse's offense, to like over 30 points a game. You've scored almost 40 in like your last seven games. But the one game that I did watch of Syracuse this year happened to be that game against Pittsburgh, where McCord threw five interceptions. So, like, what did Pittsburgh do to force him into making turnovers, or was it just a bad game from him?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. No. you know, listen, styles make fights. You know what I mean? And Pittsburgh's style was, you know, a little different than our style, and just caused them problems. I mean, out of the five picks, three of them were pick sixes. So, you know, you get 21 points off of interceptions, then you're in the hole. So, it was a bad game. You know, it didn't deter us from doing anything. It was, you know, it was outside. It was cold. It was in Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, it was a bad game. They played a hella defense. I think they trapped and doubled around there a lot. And, you know, that kind of caused some confusion. You know, the one thing about Kyle is he's not that big a runner. So he's kind of a pocket passer. So, you make him have to run. It's a little different. So, like I said, style make fights. We didn't do the well. Listen, we put that behind us and we keep moving. But he's been great. You know, you scratch your head, why did Ohio State let him go? But I think he's happy where he is. And, you know, we have been putting up a lot of points. You know what I mean? Like last week, we threw for 470 yards passing. We had three receivers over 110 yards receiving. So, you know, he's putting the ball in the air. He loves it. He's happy there. And so he's happy. We happy in the gas and household. He's throwing the ball a lot.
Yeah, sounds like a Jay Fiedler offense. I mean, just zipping the ball around.
There you go.